when negativity affects others, like a hot pot of water kept next to cold pot, it will get heat. Do not be negative. Life is just a short, very short one. Why do you want to be negative? What is negativity? I cannot do this. I cannot attain this. I am not able to do this. I am very bad. I am good for nothing. I am going to hell. I will never go to heaven. Why do you waste your time this way? Some of the mistakes are because of the bad teachings. Any religion that creates fear in your mind is not a good religion. Whether it is Hindu religion, Christian religion, Buddhist religion, or any other religion. Actually, there is nothing like that in the religion. It's the priests. They project their negativity to their students and all suffer. Go to the churches. What do? They don't talk about Christ. They don't talk about Christianity. They don't talk about Bible. What do they talk? Evil. Devil. All the time they talk of devil. And everybody is obsessed by the devil. Everybody talks about evil. Husband talks to his wife, you are being evil. You see. Child says, Daddy, you are devil. No one says, Daddy, you look like Christ, you behave like Christ, you live like Christ. You see. Well, the scripture says, you see, God is omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent, and center of love. When God is everywhere, where does this evil come from? No explanation. You see. When they cannot explain, they said it was there already. Religion is something outdated that we need to have the structure of society. But actually, if we want to attain the goal that is called knowledge of the self, supreme self, finest of the self, self of all, it's not the self that is captive in a small body. It's a self of all. Now slowly you are the nucleus, and this is your expansion. That truth, absolute truth, is nucleus, and whole universe is its expansion. The day you come to know, you cannot hate anyone. You love all and exclude none. You see. And for that you will have to practice. Oh, so far I was taught I am a separate being. Yes, physically. But we are breathing the same air. On pranic level, we all are children of the same providence who supplies breath to us. On thinking level, because of our selfishness, we have become individual. Let us go beyond this. As far as spirit and soul is concerned, we all are the same, like bubbles arising from the ocean. And we play in the ocean, come out of the ocean, play, and again remain in the same ocean. Nothing happens. Here we die. Up to this, we die. And then comes my immortality. As long as we are holding this vehicle, we are individual. The moment we are free, then it's perfectly immortal. So Nachiketa says, you have given me knowledge of the mortal boon. You have given me knowledge of the semi-immortal. Please give me this knowledge. I won't compromise. Here, even this, very few people know. When Yama was talking about the knowledge of the pranas, upper Arni and lower Arni, he uses. You see. If you go to any yogi today, hardly someone who has received knowledge from his lineage can explain. What is that aparani? How do you rub two sticks and create fire? If the sticks are completely dry, you rub and the fire will come. You see? You can come in touch with the fire coming from your solar system when you learn Sangharsha of Apana and Prana. A sadhu once told me, you see, I can cook the best dishes without fire. I looked at him. I said, are you just boasting or you can show it to me? He said, I'll show you. I said, and I can also do it. He said, yes. So he laid down and I put one vessel of water. I said, just simply heat it and then I'll believe it. It got heated because I had thermometer. I can do the same thing. If you put cold water, in few seconds time I heat it, change the temperature. That shows that if I go on practicing, I can even attain that state. But my master told me, I went to him and I said, look here, I met somebody higher than you. He said, very good son, you better go to him. I brought you up, now you are independent. What does he do? I said, he can create fire from his mouth. He is fire thrower. He smiled and looked at me. He said, will you please call him here? First, you were not prepared to come. I washed his mouth. I saw that there was no trick because one can put something in the mouth and create fire. Jugglers do. He came. When he saw my master, he started trembling. He said, you are destroying my boy? Get me matches. I got. For this fire, you want to spend 20 years and 30 years, which you can create with the help of a matchstick? You stupid. Then he told me, he said, he was under training in our monastery and he ran away because he could not follow the path. Now he has become juggler. You want to go back? Get up. Don't go towards this jugglery. These siddhis are just stumbling blocks, though a stumbling block tells you that there is a block. They are evidences. They create evidences. You see. I want to attain this siddhi, I want to attain this siddhi. This is also. Siddhis automatically come if you are on the path. You see. So Nichiketa didn't care for the siddhis. He said, I don't want celestial siddhis. He knew that if he gets the knowledge of this, he will have all this. He was clever, intelligent. He said, no compromise, sir. I want to know the knowledge of the self. The self of all. How do you get the knowledge of the self? If you do not allow your body to disturb your mind, disturb your breath, and then do not allow body and breath to disturb your mind, do not allow your body, breath and mind to disturb your unconsciousness, then this attachment of the individual soul with the unconscious can be worked out. All siddhis will come to you. All siddhis will come to you themselves. What is siddhi? What is miracle? That which you do not know is called miracle. The way you come, the moment you come to know, it is not miracle. So on the way you find many. Swami Ramatirtha beautifully explains it. You see. Share kar guldek is guljar ke parmat vana apne gale ka jinin ko har har. O Rama, you are on the journey. You find all these flowers. Look at them, enjoy them. They are beautiful. How beautiful are they? You find a glimpse of beauty in the petals of the flowers, in the nature. But where is that absolute and one which bestows all this beauty to these flowers? Do not pluck them flower, do not make a lay and use it. Beautifully say that. Do not get attached to the things of the world. Love them as they are and pass through the procession of life, for it is very crowded. Your aim should be to attain this point, knowledge of the self. Now, we have sent large telescope to the galaxies. Some mysteries of the universe which are not known to us will be known to us. If same telescope is put towards me to know Atman, the interior self of mine, it will not help. You see. Body cannot help me for knowing self. But without the body, I cannot know. How should be my relationship with my body? This is the point. First of all, my body should be healthy so that it does not create problem for my mind. Otherwise, my whole mind will remain busy, you see, only for body. Now, see both. If I tell you, you all are sick people, you will be angry with me. But actually, you are. What a sick person does, whole day and all the time he cries in pain of the body, of mental pain, physical pain and mental pain. What are you doing? Whole day, from morning till evening, you are nourishing your body. That's also sickness. It's truly sickness. Then you are trying to enjoy things with the body, and body has no capacity. And then you see that object which you are enjoying is decaying. So your concept of enjoyment changes. Now if you are in search of, if you are a seeker, then you go to next step. I have examined this. Let me go to next step. Then what do? You do not allow your body to interfere in your way. Body becomes only a tool. There will be no function of body when you have realized, then you can drop the body aside. If your jacket is uncomfortable, when you are sitting in meditation, you throw away your jacket, you take off your jacket. Very good jacket, very costly jacket, very good garment. Because you are not comfortable when you sit in meditation. You want to be without all these ties. You see. So you see, a body should be kept healthy. But do not spend so much time, all the time, attending body whims. Everyone wants to enjoy, but no one has capacity to enjoy. Because there is no agreement between you and the object you are enjoying. You want to enjoy the object, you don't find capacity in you. The same object is being, you see, loved by somebody, there is a conflict. The object does not agree with you, you do not agree with the object. You see. There are many problems in the enjoyment of the objects. I don't say you should not enjoy. No. Enjoy all the objects of the world. But that is not the aim of life. Go ahead, learn to understand something about breath, pranas. This mortal part separates from this. Now you can put question to yourself. I am putting question to myself. Koham, who am I? I am putting a question. Dehoham, am I body? Naham, no. I have a body, but I am not the body. Go on putting question. Who am I? Am I only a breathing being? No. I have breathing apparatus. Am I mind? Yes, I have a thinking apparatus called mind, but I am not mind. It means I am seated behind, beyond body, breath and mind. You see. So I am constantly identifying myself with the objects of body and the world. That is the cause of suffering. That is why we say prayer, meditation and contemplation. Contemplate, pray and meditate. To give freedom to mind. All the sadhanas, all the practices are needed for what? Mind. All the religions of the world understand, all the philosophies understand that body is going to be dropped one day. And soul is immortal. Then what for practice is needed? Practice is needed for mind. Which is the key, which is the wall between you and the reality. And mind is constantly blasted from the external sources also. You give a suggestion. Suggestions come from who? All quarters. If you are weak, then you are torn. You see, if you are strong, you learn to adjust. You understand what is the right suggestion for you to accept, what is the wrong suggestion. You see, if you are weak, you are flattened like a ball of clay. A weak person is flattened like a ball of clay, a strong person jumps again. Falling is not the point. All the children stumble. Don't go towards mistakes only. I have committed mistake. Don't repeat. The day you come to know that it's a really mistake, it's injurious, it's not hurting me, it's hurting me, it's harming my partner, it's harming others. Stop it. How to stop it? There is a way for it. Prayer and repentance. Repentance does not, should not make you weak. I repent that I am a bad man. That is not going to help me. The more moment you decide that you are not going to do, that is not to be done, you are free. You don't have right to brood it again. If you are brooding again, it means you have not repented. Suppose you did something and you did not know. And we do in our daily life. Sometimes others say it's not good. Why is it not good? It is affecting me, it is affecting children, it is affecting others. Okay, I'm sorry. If I realize that it's not good and healthy for me and others, and I don't do it, that's called repentance. Then I have not to brood over it. But if I go on thinking about my, this is bad in me, this is bad in me, this is bad in me, then what is good in me? Those aspirants who develop negative mind, they suffer a lot. Negativity is very dangerous for human growth. Prayer helps there. What do you pray for? If you are praying for ego, then that prayer is very meek. It's not a good prayer. It makes you beggar. Pray to the Lord to give you strength. That's all. Homer was a great poet. Heraclitus was a great poet. So Omar prayed that this whole, there should not be conflict in the world, my lord. Heraclitus laughed. What a fool poet is he? How is it possible not to have, you see, pair of opposites, two ends? If there is something, it should have both ends. There will be conflicts all over the world. There will be conflicts all the time. There will be opposites all where. Tagore said, give me strength, Lord, so that I can go through this procession of life safely without hurting anyone, injuring anyone, and attaining my goal. Your prayer should be prayer to give you shakti, to give you shakti. There was one great sage and warrior. There is no one that can be compared with that great one. His name was Guru Gobind Singh. No one in the history, no one ever was ever born, I don't think there will be ever any such person will be born, you see. As you hear about Janaka, only one Janaka, he was like that. Great warrior and a great sage and a great poet. Because he came in touch with the absolute reality and from there he got that spark and he became Govinda, you see. It could come from your previous life. But what is that previous life? What is that prarabdha? That which you make today becomes your prarabdha the day after. Whatever you have lost, you lost. Whatever you have, please take care of that. You see. So Nachiketa said, nothing. No compromise. All my means should be directed to attain this wisdom called attaining the truth, knowing the truth. Give me that secret, my master. He wanted to test him. Here comes test. Do the teachers test? No, they don't test. They see your capacity. That's the point. No teacher will tell you to jump from the fourth floor. That's not a test. He's not a right teacher who does that. Why did he hesitate to give him the wisdom and knowledge of the self? He wanted to know the preparedness. In the Bible, aren't you confused when Bible talks about hell and heaven? Aren't you confused when you see the teachings of Sermon on the Mount? Aren't you confused when you see the third step of, last step of teaching in Book of Revelations? According to the state of mind. When you are fully prepared, then you attain. That preparedness means learning to understand that this body, all its biological, physical, physiological necessities should not disturb my mind. My body, breath and mind should not disturb my meditation. I tell students, when you sit in meditation in the evening, first thing you said, I am sitting in meditation in my mind. Talk to your mind. Enter into dialogue with your mind. You have been having dialogue with your wife, children and husband. Why do you not have dialogue with your mind? Mind is not your master. You are the master of your mind. How come you have lost the grip and mind has become your master? Had that talk. There have been great sages, there have been in the history like Sant Tukaram. They had dialogue. Fighting is no good. When you sit in meditation, you start fighting with it. Oh, come on, mind, don't destroy me. If you have a hidden camera and sit down in meditation and then see that, you'll be sorry on yourself. Yeah. Your thought comes, you laugh. Another thought comes. You will find you are making thousands of faces and you call it meditation. Have that sankalpa shakti. When you sit in meditation, when you sit for prayer, nothing doing, no world. You see. I am not going to move. A snake, sword, tiger, anyone comes, no one has power to destroy me. Nobody can destroy my soul. What is this body? I have to do my duty. I faced it. Not that I am great. Don't consider that I am a great Swami or great person. My master forced me to face all these situations. When I used to live on the other side of the bank of Ganges at Rishikesh, whole day I had to face elephants, tigers, possums, cobras. He told me just to remember the Lord all the time. They are your friends. They are different, they look different, you look different. You see? They think different, you think different, but understanding is there. You all belong to the same. What did he say? Your five fingers are different, but they belong to one hand. The moment you come to know that all these five fingers belong to one hand, this finger is not going to hurt that. I could not accept it mentally. I was forced to accept it. And when she said, you are in meditation, you are safest. No one can injure you. I did experiments and I was very happy. You understand? At least I don't have fear of death. You see? So don't be obsessed of these fears. Learn to enjoy real life, that enjoyment will come. I'm not depriving you from your petty enjoyments, but that, the center of consciousness, you cannot imagine how much joy you will have. God gave me everything in my childhood that normal person needs, best of the things, but I could not. How to enjoy the center of consciousness. He wanted this secret from the king of death. Give me this. How king of death could give? One who was born first, and that firstborn died, he became king of death. It's dialogue between lower buddhi and higher buddhi. Now, what is that lower buddhi and higher buddhi? You all have heard name of Buddha. He is called Buddha because he tapped the resources within you. That's called buddhi, the finest faculty in human being that judges, that describes, that decides. Why are you not successful in life? A bus came. And you are still thinking of something else. When bus passes, then you go, oh my Lord, what has happened? You missed the bus. You do not know how to decide things on time. You do not know how to discriminate. You do not know how to judge. You get involved in judging. So lower buddhi, what? This is my body, this is my breath, I am such and such, I am small, I belong to this community, I belong to that community. This is lower buddhi. Why Nichiketa? Nichiketa was fully prepared, but he still like lower buddhi, because he did not attain the final knowledge, absolute knowledge. King of death. Was perfect because he knew all that was happening, yet he was beyond and above, like sun. Why do we adore sun? We adore sun because sun shines for all, yet remains above and all. No one can touch it. A human being should learn to live that way. When he works for all, it remains aloof and above. Such a secret he wanted to know. He said, okay, I'll give you a secret. How to function in the world, be happy. How to have celestial joys, be happy. He said, no. I want third boon, knowledge of the self. Then knowledge of the self was revealed. But with the knowledge of self, it was essential for the king to reveal the way one should function in the world. So what did he teach? Other Upanishad explains it. O man, learn to do your duties not for 2 days, 10 years and 20 years, till last breath of your life. If you want to live for a long time, do not become lazy. Do not be caught by inertia. Go on doing your duties, performing your duties. Which duties? The best of the duty is that duty when you do it for others. The worst duty is that duty which you do only for yourself. Because if I swim this way, I will be drowned. If I swim this way, I'll go ahead. You cannot live without doing your duties. So better offer the fruits of your actions for others and be a highly evolved selfish man. How is a selfish man? He knows that I am offering these just for my liberation. You'll be liberated if you give up all the fruits of your actions willingly, happily for others, because you'll be free. Yet you'll be following the law of karma, doing your duties all the time. That's only one way of liberation. Why do you give donation to somebody, to some project? You get good name, you get happiness, you get returns. You are always benefited. Giving is way of life. Let you learn to give, and take very little, only that is sufficient for your life, to sustain your life. So what should be? There should be a formula for that. The formula should be remembered. What should be my relationship to the things of the world? All the things of the world are meant for me, no doubt. I should learn to enjoy them, yes. But I should not learn to own them, because I am not their proprietor. They are given to me by someone, by the providence. Who am I to be attached to them? If I get attached, one day they will become means of sorrow. So means of pleasure, means of joy turns into means of sorrow. This is our own doings. And then you say, God help us. No, God help us. I close my eyes and you all say, Swami, you open your eyes. I said, no. We human beings make ourselves blindfolded and then pray to God. You see. Oh God, help me, put some food in my ear. Not possible. You see. You'll have to understand the law of life. Once you understand that all the things of the world are meant for me, I can make them means so that I do not create obstacles for myself. World and objects of the world should become means to you. Not that they will help you in self-realization. They cannot. So that they do not become obstacles in your unfoldment. There was one Swamiji, he was from the mountains, Kumau Hills. His name was Swami Hirananda. He used to stay at the bank of the Ganges, Kanpur. So somebody went to him, said, Swamiji, you talk about Brahman, suppose I kick you, what will happen? He said, son, I will kick you 3 times. He said, you are not being Swami. He said, of course. If Brahman is kicking Brahman, what's the harm? He kept quiet. He said, go on, ask him questions. What I mean to say, stage comes when you are mentally immature. You are mentally immature as long as you think about yourself. You are mature when you start thinking about others. You are perfect when you have given yourself to whole. That giving is a great gift you receive from God. You see. You can live like Guru Gobind Singh, you know, with the sword in one hand, sage heart and a poetic mind, and walk on the earth, you see, like a Christ walked, prince on the earth. You see. You can do that. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of death? You are going to die sooner or later. Why should you not die for a good cause? What is the best cause? Self-realization. Why? Sages like to die, drop their body in meditation. The great swimmers die in swimming. The great wrestlers die in wrestling. The great singers die while singing. A great meditators die in meditation. Finest of all death. Will. Learn to develop that willpower. I will do it, I can do it, and I have to do it. And when you are prepared, Providence helps. Providence will not help you if you are not prepared. If you are sick, Providence will help you to become more sicker. Help yourself before you do, because do not forget. 4 aspects of grace. Grace of God is there with you. Grace of the Bible, grace of Guru. But if you do not have your own grace, what good is that? Let you learn to have your own grace and enjoy life. Life is not meant to be a warrior. You know warrior? Not warrior, but warrior. One who worries all the time. Oh, I am sad and I am this and this. What is that? You see, there is a desire. The desire needs to be fulfilled. You are not trying to analyze that desire. Try to analyze that desire. You see, you can shun many desires which are disturbing you, which are becoming obstacles in the path, and go ahead. You always want to fulfill a desire. Sometimes you should see that this desire should not be fulfilled. See what happens. As you are eager to fulfill the desire and then motivate your body, energy and means, sometimes you should motivate all your resources towards not fulfilling. You should see that other side too. Yes, you should. And one thing more, how much time do you waste thinking what others are doing? You know who thinks this way? One who is intoxicated. If somebody is drunk, and if you are not properly dressed up, that person, drunken monkey, will think, hey, you are not properly dressed. And he himself is nude. You see, it's not good state of mind talking ill of others, thinking about others. You see, this doesn't help because you develop a tendency of thinking of others only, their mistakes, how they walk, how they. You do not think of your own self and remove, you see, those obstacles which you have been creating for yourself. Slowly you can watch your progress. What am I doing? How far have I gone? But when you sit down for prayers, meditation or contemplation, ask yourself, nothing doing, no world. I am with my beloved now. Is there any power? Is there another power beside this power, power of Lord, that can disturb me? It means I belong to that power and not my Lord? No, I won't allow this thing to happen. So Tukaram said, Mana Sarvada Bhakti Panthe Chajave. Now he entered into dialogue before preparing his mind. Oh Mana, oh mind, lead the path of light and love, devotion. Enter into that subtle dialogue. Then King of Death, after preparing him, telling him the secrets of the life here after, you see, tells him the secret of self. There are many paths for the summit. If you go this path for a few days and this path another day, you'll waste your whole life. Tread one path. Path of love, path of action, path of devotion, path of knowledge, does not mean one and the same. There are many paths for the same summit. And in sincere, aspirant reaches there. And then one day I told my master, why it is difficult? So difficult to realize self. He said, it's so easy. He said, whenever I want you to come to me, I have to shout, I have to open my mouth. But whenever I want to be with myself, I have to close my mouth, not to shout to anybody. It's so easy. Simply you have to learn to understand a way which is called path, inward journey. That you have to understand. You have been trained to see, examine things in the external world. Nobody teaches you how to look within, how to find within, and how to be within. I crave, whenever I meet many people and students, it's always in my mind, let me go to my room and sit down and meditate. All the time. I enjoy that state. Wherever I am, whatever I do, all the time, I think. See, if you make effort to go to the silence, silence will offer you something that is called wisdom, that is called knowledge. So knowledge of the unreal will give you success in the world. Knowledge of the absolute will give you freedom from life here and hereafter. That knowledge was imparted by the King of Death, by the perfect teacher, to his student who was fully prepared, and he said, learn to do your duties selflessly, lovingly, without creating any attachments for yourself. Learn to meditate, make your mind inwards. Mind has employed many senses. Those senses lead mind, scatter, dissipate mind to the external world. Learn to direct that mind within. And then you will realize your essential nature, that is called self with self. So learn to meditate. Oh my Lord, I have spoken so much. Aren't you tired? Okay. So I pray to the divinity in you. God bless you. You know, I don't lecture, I talk to you people so that you understand better. Lecturing becomes a little bit boring, you know, rigid. Why I repeat same thing? Why these things are repeated in the Upanishads again and again? Same thing in a different way. Do you know why? Repetition is a dosha in a way, according to logic. If you repeat yourself, people will say he's a fool. He has no words. He's repeating himself. Why Upanishads, why great books repeat same thing again and again? There is some reason. Your constant reaction, action, repeated action, makes your habit. And your habits has woven your personality, and that's what you are. If you form a habit of prayer and meditation repeatedly, your mind will run to the other groove which you are creating, and you'll be free from the old habit patterns, and that's called self-transformation. So I pray to the divinity in you. God bless you.